In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Q Code presents From Now, starring Richard Madden and Brian Cox, directed by Reese Wakefield.
We're coming to you live from outside the White House, where hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans have assembled, demanding a public release of all information regarding the USS Hope's disappearance 35 years ago.
What happened to Evan Fitz? Why won't the FBI release their classified reports?
And as the protests grow larger, the central question on everyone's mind is, where has the United Russian Federation taken Lieutenant Fitz?
How's it going back there?
Slow down your minecart. You're too far ahead.
Are these breathing masks really necessary?
They filter out the lingering tritium in the air surrounding us.
This underground mine system, it's incredible.
Don't be too impressed, Eddie. I've read these mine carts fall off the tracks all the time.
Does everyone lose the sense of adventure with age? Or is it just you?
Ah, the compassion of you.
Please. Hey, how much further is this Federation compound? At our current speed, about 2 more hours. Let's hope a war hasn't broken out by then.
Miss Helen? Are you processing? Can you wake up?
Is she going to be okay?
Her CPU is located in her cranium, but there's no way of knowing if it's all intact. We need our android to be rebooted. Is there somewhere we could, make a stop?
No, impossible.
You're helping us because I promised you the truth behind the USS Hope launch. This android has that information on it.
What do you mean?
We need to fix it for you to understand.
Listen to Edward. Nurse Helen has the proof you're looking for. Fine.
I am speaking now with the full authority granted to me by Congress and the American people. Edward Fitz is a citizen of the United States. Moreover, he landed well within our jurisdiction. And if he is not returned to our custody within 24 hours, we will mobilize troops and begin occupying Moscow.
It appears the situation is escalating. Can you believe this, Agent Ross? More hysteria from your government. They give people a show to mask the truth.
Mr. Professor Chernoff.
How did you lose our American captives?
We don't know. We were overrun by a separatist group. They might not have even survived.
Clearly a failure on every level.
They took us over like it was nothing. The Separatists. They had snipers on us from miles away. Explosions circled us with perfect precision. I've never seen anything like it.
The mere fact that you came straight here shows your recklessness.
I couldn't return to my bosses at Quantico. Not after you forced me to defect on them.
What if someone had tracked you to this base? You could have compromised our whereabouts within the cavern.
Trust me, nobody was tracking us. We exposed ourselves to the surface radiation. It's not my fault your men lost control of the situation.
It is hard for me to take criticism from a man who double-crossed his own country.
If it wasn't for me, you never would have had access to them in the cemetery.
And that is why you're still alive. As for his abilities, what do you have to say about those?
What abilities?
Hunter and Alyssa, can you hear me back there? In about 30 seconds, we'll be diverting your car to the engineer.
The engineer?
For your android. He's two tracks parallel to our current location.
No, we can't be separated from Edward. That's not an option.
We'll meet you down the track in 1 hour. We need to open the tunnel systems in that region.
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
Jesus Christ. They just left us. This was a bad idea. Do you trust her?
At this point, I don't trust anyone.
I think. That was a good effort, Nurse Helen. We're gonna fix you. Soon.
You had Lieutenant Edward Fitz in your position for days, and you're telling me that you had no inclination that he'd gained some kind of strangeness?
To find strangeness.
Stop wasting my time.
His DNA, both their DNA, Captain Harrow and Edwards, in the last few days it started acting oddly.
Oddly? How?
The researchers said his cellular activity had paused, stopped decaying, as those genes were suspended in time. But that's all they knew.
Study the screen and tell me what you see. The footage was recorded only last night, before we captured them at the cemetery.
I'm watching.
The Americans were in that quadcopter, flying right there, trying to evade us. And they did. Impossible. It doesn't make any sense. Look how the drones detach themselves. How their vehicle manages to get away. It's as though everything, including my own craft, hit some kind of invisible wall. For a moment, we lost all control. Tell me, how you can explain that?
I can't. I can't explain that.
Professor Chernov, we have received contact from Special Agent Dean White.
Interesting. Yes, please, patch him through.
Hello?
Agent White, I trust you're upset about the switch-up of custody. I do sincerely apologize for any hard feelings.
Cut the bullshit. We know you abducted our people at the cemetery. Let me speak with Special Agent Watkins and Lieutenant Fitz now, or I'm going to make this a problem for you.
And why wouldn't they be okay in our custody?
Nobody has spoken to them since you took over the mission. As a matter of precaution, we'd like to briefly make contact. I don't think that's unreasonable.
You gave us zero access to Lieutenant Fitz originally, and yet I'm unreasonable?
I just ask that we communicate with them briefly.
Hunter, you okay?
I'm way too old for this shit.
Hunter Fitz and Alyssa Watkins, we've been expecting you. Our engineer can assist with your android. Watch your step.
The communication system down here is more advanced than I anticipated.
And what did you anticipate?
On TV, we hear all kinds of stories about rushed infrastructure built on radiated mutants, collapses triggering mass deaths.
They do their best to dehumanize us.
You did kill those people back there.
Could you please tell your leader to meet us here immediately? We don't want to be kept apart from Lieutenant Fitz. She separated us from him while we were on the tracks back there.
We're here.
You have the android's head.
Yes, this is her.
Wow.
What is it?
It's an old model.
Well, yes, but...
Hand it to me.
Okay, but could you... Do you mind being careful with her, please? I haven't backed her up in a while.
Give me those pliers.
Pliers? What for?
Agent White, you know what? I'm reasonable. I am a reasonable man. Of course we can facilitate a call with you and Lieutenant Fitz. Please inform my secretary and he'll set up a time for you. But I can assure you, they are perfectly fine.
I'll believe it when I see them with my own two eyes. Our intelligence department is pointed to a location in the desert, most likely where you're keeping the Hope Vessel. We scanned the alleged area and found there to be significant heat signals, even for a region with a high separatist population. Now, ain't that curious?
You're bluffing. Do you have any idea how many tunnels those cockroach people have?
I'll find out soon enough.
Would you please be more careful? Usually the head is rebooted in a series of phases.
You're the ones in a rush, no?
What? Oh! Hey, please, jeez, you're damaging it.
My name is Nurse Helen. The separatists are surrounding us and we need immediate assistance. Come out, recognize, environment, Hunter. I appear to be located where I wasn't before. Are we in danger? Oh, I think we're in danger. I believe that we are in immediate danger.
This actually her. I didn't glitch her, did I?
No, this is actually Nurse Helen.
Come with me. They're expecting you 3 miles down. Cavern's close. That cart will take you there.
How are you feeling, Miss Helen?
I don't feel. May I ask where we are exactly? This doesn't seem particularly safe.
She has a point. Keep your limbs tucked in, Hunter. It's getting narrow ahead.
Yes, ma'am. What? What is that? Is someone calling you right now? Does that phone of yours have service?
Shh. It's possible the separatists are spying on us.
But how are you getting service down here?
I think it's important you know. I just started sharing our location with Special Agent Dean White.
Are you out of your mind? Why?
Because he knows the truth about Captain Harrow. He knows we're en route to the Hope Craft.
That is, if this leader is actually telling us the truth. We don't even know her name. You trusted your own partner and he turned us over to the Federation.
I know it's not ideal, but right now having the assistance of the FBI might be better than nothing. Otherwise, we get to the Hope Craft and then what? It's barricaded by the Federation military. What do we intend to achieve?
I don't know. But Edward seems so sure of it. So sure we need to get back to it.
Grandma! It was poison ivy! We got poison ivy!
It seems like crazy. What do we do?
Boys, boys, it's going to be okay. Calamine lotion is on the way.
I'm still itchy.
Take your mind elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
take your mind elsewhere.
Amazing. They actually waited for us.
Vaya. I thought this was a mountain, you guys. We need to keep moving.
There you are. Did it work? Is she back online?
Jesus. Thank God you're okay. How far are we from the Hope vessel?
She's directly above us right now, about a mile up.
Extraordinary.
Your android. Could they fix it?
Partially, yes.
Well, then, can you please share with me what you couldn't before?
Share what with her?
The recording from the Hope launch. Can you play it?
Hunter.
Yes. Permission to play.
Copy that.
This was recorded right after we disappeared.
Davidson? Davidson, what is going on back there?
Davidson? Davidson, do you copy?
I can't move.
Oh, God.
I can't move.
I'm going back there.
Just stay seated. Mission control. This is Lieutenant Edward Fritz. We are experiencing severe damage to the
ship. I can't believe this.
USS Hope, the most famous spacecraft in the world. I remember trading theories about the Hope in my university dorm room. If you told me then, I would live to see it.
What is this? What are you doing with the exterior?
With a few more modifications, she will be able to launch.
You're restoring the USS Hope to fly again.
To go back through the window. Yes.
You're out of your mind. It's an ancient vessel.
A vessel that we know can withstand the journey.
Who are you sending through then?
We've actually sent a few people through already. Single pilot fighter jets. Unfortunately, we haven't heard anything back. Not yet, anyway.
Did they volunteer for those missions?
They volunteered when they signed up to join the Federation military.
Unaware they'd be sacrificing their lives for an enormous battle of egos. This is history repeating itself.
This isn't about egos. It's about expanding the limits of man's knowledge. Can't you see that?
What if the Americans shoot down the Hope?
No radar anywhere in the world will be able to detect the launch. Our propellant is off the grid. Quite ingenious.
How is that possible?
But they told us they never heard from you again.
The United States hid the truth.
Yes, the second you disappeared, they claimed they had no idea where you went or what happened to you, and yet they were sending missiles through it only days later? Hunter, how could you allow this to happen?
I didn't allow anything to happen. They quickly cut me out of the process.
We don't know that for a fact.
I'm here now, aren't I?
We need the world to hear this. Everyone deserves to know this.
What then? It would only cause anarchy.
But it's the truth.
They'll call us liars.
Vocal recognition scans clear it to be authentic as the Hope crew. There's no denying their voices. It's definitely them.
You think it would hold up in a court of law?
Yes, I do.
So how do we get this out into the world, then?
Special Agent Watkins.
Yes.
Tell me more about that tech on your encrypted phone device.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Was that the hell? The hell is happening out there?
Auto sentry guns. It appears we have intruders. Show us the exterior footage. Those are American drill tanks. Your countrymen really did find this. I'm impressed.
Shit.
Perhaps this is fitting. A grand climax to conclude one of humanity's greatest mysteries. Halt the sentries! Tell our visitors to send an envoy. I will be outside to meet them. This is Professor Chernoff II. I demand to know who has encroached upon our territory.
On behalf of the United States, we are here to reclaim our citizens.
Then you should have brought a bigger army.
I have dozens of specialized vehicles en route to this location. Hundreds of military soldiers locked onto these coordinates. There's no way out.
Then we appear at a stalemate.
Show us Lieutenant Fitz.
I wish I could. But he was taken hostage by separatist forces yesterday. It seems your war is with them now instead.
I don't believe you.
We could tour this facility if you want, but I assure you, it will be a waste of time.
Not entirely. Either way, we're retrieving the USS Hope.
Sadly, that I cannot allow. We have more than enough firepower to self-destruct this compound, with you and the Hope inside it.
You wouldn't dare.
Perhaps not. But I don't suggest testing me.
There it is. There it is down there. In that cave section.
I never thought I'd be rock climbing at my age.
You're riding, not climbing. I'm carrying you on my back. And for Christ's sake, be careful. Hold on tight.
Let's stop at this perch and set up here.
No matter how many times I see it, I still can't believe it. I'm really looking at the USS Hope.
No time to get emotional.
Oh, but the ship, it's living history. My mom memorized every detail of its design. She said it's why she became an astronaut.
But we failed. We never made it to another planet.
It didn't matter. Your mission represented humanity's belief in itself.
You think they can spot us from up here?
Only if they know where to look. But they seem busy talking down below.
Who is?
Both governments, apparently.
Holy shit. You see all those soldiers?
They won't open fire on each other, will they?
Are we ready to transmit?
In a matter of moments.
Stop wasting our time! There's a war about to break out up there. Don't you understand that?
Of course I understand that. The U.S. thinks its jurisdiction covers any situation that befalls our planet, as though you're the police of the truth.
You've done nothing but lie since we ceded territories to you in the 2040s.
Says the hypocritical American.
We are the United States of America. We are still the leader of the free world.
The America you speak of hasn't existed for a very long time. Nor has the Russia I long for. But this is the world we found ourselves in. The timeline we found ourselves in.
Tell your men to halt! I'm doing the best I can, but it's your men too!
You have about 5 seconds!
Hold your fire! Not until we've located Lieutenant Fitz!
And the android's ready to play this recording into Agent Watkins' comms device?
She was born ready.
Not literally, but yes. Stand by.
I'm establishing a live feed with every news broadcaster I could think of. And... okay, yeah, you're good to go.
Frame now.
Davidson, what is going on back there?
Davidson, do you copy?
We can exchange gunfire all day, but I don't think that will get us anywhere.
What's all this about anyway? Time? You think you can alter it somehow? Toy with it like Edward has?
Ah, so you admit it. He can manipulate time.
I'm only inferring based on your actions.
We control the skies. The cockroaches control below ground. And you, the United States, control the land.
That's reductive.
These are physical planes, Agent White. But what if you could control the direction of time? Then you'd control the direction of all things, good or bad.
You're crazy. Didn't you see what happened to the other crew members? They were eviscerated. Edward was the only survivor.
Worth the risk. If I can go back, I can alter things for the better. If I can go forward, I can also alter things for the better.
You speak as though you're making the journey yourself.
Why, of course. I mean, the ship is being prepared as we speak.
There's always more time if you know where to look.
End transmission.
Do we think that's enough? Will people understand its significance?
There needs to be more. For people to believe us.
Pass me the comms device.
Stand by for transmission.
Attention. Hello? My name is Hunter Fitz, and...
Keep going, Hunter.
This secret USS Hope recording is only part of the story. In the aftermath of the ship's disappearance, the United States fired ballistic missiles into the same coordinates. The very same missiles that rained down on us yesterday. Thus proving the USS Hope passed through a wormhole. There's a time distortion happening up there. A time distortion my own brother passed through. We're paying for the mistakes of our past. We paid for them yesterday, we're still paying for them today. We've all been lied to by our government, and we deserve more. A society cannot exist without truth. Because truth is what allows justice to be served. For years, our world has been stuck in a conflict phase without progress. But with my brother's return, let it be the start of our resolve. The start of a new chapter. How did I do?
Great.
What the hell are they doing with the Hope down there?
They seem to be fueling it with tetrisium from the surrounding mineshafts.
What? I'm preparing for launch?
But we can't let that happen.
Evidently, it's already in motion.
So what do you suggest?
I suggest we hijack the Hope for ourselves.
Don't you see how many people are guarding it right now?
Agreed. The odds of a successful mission like you just proposed...
I'm going down now.
You try to take off, Professor Chernov, and we'll shoot you out of the sky.
You don't have the military capacity. We've currently enabled our missile scrambling technology.
Then we'll kill you before you set foot inside that ship.
Look around, Agent White. We've already disarmed your attack.
The hell?
The only reason I'm keeping you here is so that you can bear witness to my departure. They'll trust you and Agent Ross more than our Federation broadcasts.
Agent Ross, tell me where the traitorous piece of shit is.
Lieutenant Fitz, how did you... It's a pleasure to finally meet you in the flesh. Have you come to bid me farewell?
No.
No? Perhaps you'd like to join me on the journey.
I've come to you with an ultimatum. Either let me leave in that ship, or I will forcibly take it from you.
I must admit, I admire your old-fashioned American spirit.
You have 1 minute.
Oh, I don't need 1 minute. The answer is no. You need to stand down. Or else I'll tell my men to open fire on the count of three.
Don't do it! He's your most valuable trade asset!
I only cared about the ship. Edward was just a bonus.
There's more of them.
Edward, this is suicide.
You should listen to her.
Sorry. There is nothing you can say or do that will stop me.
Fire away! Fire at all of them! No!
He stopped time again.
I think this is your opportunity, Hunter.
My opportunity?
Yes. You're going to get on that ship.
I don't understand.
Ed was right. It's like the cryptic message from the Hope transmission. There's always more time if you know where to look.
Then who needs more time right now than any of us?
You mean...
I want you to experience what I experienced. Understand what I understand.
I don't know what to say.
Whatever I'm doing right now, this time rift, I don't think I can do it much longer. I feel it slipping through my fingers. You need to hurry. Go now. Take Alyssa's phone so we can stay in touch during launch.
Copy that.
They're all frozen on the spot. It's incredible.
Alyssa, don't you want to come with me? See what's up there?
Thank you, but my purpose is here. To try and fix the present, I suppose. It was an honor, Hunter.
Same here. Your mother would be proud, Alyssa.
So would yours. You stay safe, all right?
You sure about this, Eddie? What if it doesn't work for me?
Never been more sure of anything. Go on.
Wait. Should Nurse Helen go with you too?
I'm impervious to time. I'll see him when he gets back.
You mean forward?
You need her to corroborate our story. They'll trust an android more than the two of you. See you very soon, Nurse Helen. Hopefully.
Is this going to work, Edward? How do we know which point in time he'll arrive at?
I suppose we'll have to wait and see.
But what if entering from this end sends him backwards in time?
Either way, we'll get another chance. If I could just hold this time rift a little longer.
What's he going to find up there?
It's like I said. I wasn't alone on that ship. Not after my crew had died. It felt like a dream. And the entity that boarded. This all-knowing energy. I could feel it was testing me. Testing all of us.
Why would it do that?
To see if humans were worth preserving.
You think we convinced it?
Not yet. But I think we have 35 years to find out.
Captain Hunter Fitz, how's it going in there? He's dropped in? Affirmative.
To think, just days ago, Mom and Dad were saying farewell to me.
We're all time travelers, Edward. The rest of us have just been moving forward one day at a time.
I wish we'd moved at the same pace.
Well, you just managed to skip 12,775 days. But now I'm about to skip those days too. Maybe we'll finally be equal. Identical again.
We were never identical, Hunter. We only looked at...
We'll arrive at the same point. Theoretically, in both distance and time. I'll see you in 35 years from now.
I'll see you then.
And if it doesn't work, well...
It's going to work.
At least I'll have finally made a trip into space. Either way. Until then, I guess... You're cutting out. I can't hear you anymore. Do you copy?
We're now being heard of a potential launch. Somewhere in the desert just a few hours ago.
I think I'm passing through the window, but it's like the walls are closing in. They seem to be closing around me, and I'm not sure I'll make it through. Can anyone hear me? I don't believe it. I'm still here. Does anyone copy? Eddie? Eddie, is that you? Is this them? What year is it?
This is Robert Swift. Who is this? Please state your nationality and purpose.
Where's my brother?
Sir, you're approaching unprotected airspace. Please state
I'm an American.
Say that again, repeat.
I'm an American citizen. Haven't you been expecting me? What year is it? I'm Lieutenant Edward Fitz's brother.
Identify your purpose immediately or expect...
What? What year is this? Hello? Please. What year is it?
From Now stars Richard Madden as Edward, Brian Cox as Hunter, Erin Moriarty as Nurse Helen, Betty Gabriel as Alyssa Watkins, Reese Wakefield as Agent Ross, Lance Reddick as Agent White, David Dasmalchian as Professor Chernoff, Carla Souza as Separatist Leader, and Elizabeth Shue as the President of the United States. Additional performances by Jessica McNamee, Lucas Bond, Julian Lerner, Maya Waterman, Connor McRaith, Alexei Solodov, Emmy Ickwalker, Eddie Keller, Dimitri Rosenthal, Darren Darnborough, Amber Friendly. Created and written by Reese Wakefield and William Day Frank. Directed by Reese Wakefield. Executive produced by Richard Madden, Brian Cox, Reese Wakefield, William Day Frank, Rob Herding, and Dave Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Supervising producer, Sandra Yi Ling. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Alvin Wee. Edited by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Sound design by Katie Halliday. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Production coordinators Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Thank you for listening to season one of From Now. This has been a Q Code production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.